Carol Ofori. Weekdays 9am to 1pm. East Coast Radio.
If you're just joining us, welcome, welcome. It is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station with your daytime queen, Carol Ofori. It is also the 1st of December, which is World AIDS Day. So if you're just joining us, we, in the previous hour, spoke about the stigma. We had wonderful guests in studio from the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, and they were sharing with us the importance of knowing your status and also the different strides the medical world has made in medication and treatment for people living with HIV and AIDS, which is amazing. So in this hour, I want to talk about the really vulnerable little babas. Oh my gosh. And so right now, I've got Michelle Putkhita with me. She's from Shepherd's Keep Home for Abandoned Babies in the Bluff. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you.
It's so great to have you here. You do such a powerful and important job.
Thank you.
For those who don't know what Shepherd's Keep does, please unpack for them.
So Shepherd's Keep is a home essentially for abandoned or orphaned babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're removed under different circumstances. Each baby has their own story. And they come to us from as young as newborn, mm-hmm. Right up until the age of about 8 months or 9 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
What has the past 2 years been like for you with the COVID?
It was challenging for us. Our building was undergoing a major renovation.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have babies during that time. Our building is beautifully renovated now, and we're filling up again.
Wow, filling up again. And that, in so many ways, is not necessarily a good thing, right? Can you unpack for us what you mean by we're filling up again? Who's bringing the babies?
Well, each baby comes under their own circumstances. Some are brought to us from hospitals where mm-hmm. they're abandoned by the mothers in the hospital. Other babies are brought to us by policemen. I've just had a call now from a social worker who has a policeman with her and who has a baby ready to bring to us.
Mm-hmm.
Other babies are sadly left in areas like the open veld, or they're abandoned just anywhere mm-hmm. and luckily discovered by somebody in town and then brought to us.
Right. Now, it is World AIDS Day, and I know that there's been so many strides in the medical field where it comes to prevention, mother-to-child transmission. There's now mm-hmm. ARVs and different medications
yes.
that can be taken, that if a mom is HIV positive, it's very possible for her to give birth to a negative baby.
Yes.
Talk to us about that.
Well, in the late 1900s, the 1980s, and the early 2000s, AIDS was terrible, and we had many babies who were positive, and we also lost babies
mm.
to AIDS. So luckily, with the strides that the medical world has made in the prevention of transmission and also in the suppression of the viral load, which is hugely important,
mm.
what the medical or the World Health Organization discovered is that the viral load played a bigger role than the actual CD4 count in preventing transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in newly diagnosed AIDS patients, HIV positive diagnosis, where the viral load is particularly high. So they treat this aggressively now. They would put any pregnant mother onto ARVs immediately if she's not already on a treatment regime in order to suppress the viral load and to increase her immunity. And then when the baby's born, of course, that baby is immediately given nevirapine mm-hmm. and at intervals after that as well.
Right.
So the likelihood of a baby really being infected now is extremely slim. South Africa have one of the best in sub-Saharan Africa.
Wow.
We have the best AIDS treatment program.
Wow.
And also we have the largest number of HIV positive patients on that treatment program.
Wow.
Yes.
Sure.
So that's been wonderful for us to see that really the odds of getting a baby who is positive are slim to none.
Slim to none. That,
yeah.
that sounds really, really positive.
Yeah.
Talk to us about Shepherd's Keep and what you may need. We're going into the festive season. You've
yes.
got babies that are there. I know there are people listening with really big hearts and would love to
yes.
give and help in some way. How do they do this, and where do they find you, and how do they help?
Well, They can find us on our website. They can find us on Google.
That's an easy one.
Just Google.
Just Google us, yes.
My number is 084-581-2453.
Okay.
We have an email address, info@shepherdskeep.org.za.
Mm-hmm.
And our needs are always formula nappies. We have a wish list. So if somebody would like to help, I'd like to appeal to them to contact me and I can steer them in the right direction.
Okay.
We have caregivers who have families. They need to be paid. And very often people don't realize that the caregivers are not volunteers.
Mm.
They go home to families and they have needs as well.
Right.
So looking for sponsorship for caregivers' salaries and then the basics that are on our wish list that any baby would need, as well as a few other things.
Right. A few other
so
things.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that is great. And as we wrap this up, I just want to leave our listeners with a message from Shepherd's Keep. What message? You've got a platform here, the whole of KZN's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Others are even listening from other provinces, other countries. If you could say something as Shepherd's Keep to someone, whether it is a pregnant mom who's thinking of abandoning her child somewhere mm-hmm. because of the shame, or the stigma, or you just want to leave a message that's on your heart right now for everyone, what would you say?
I think that it's important to know that as long as you have breath, there's hope. There's never not hope as long as you're alive. And the stigma that was attached to HIV patients years ago is no more. My grandson came home from school and said, "Granny, we're learning about HIV and AIDS, and it's just a chronic disease that's manageable." And he's 10 years old. Mm. So that's the reality now. And the quicker somebody is diagnosed, the better. And in terms of abandoned babies, please speak to us. We've helped mothers to keep their babies, not to have to surrender them. And sometimes it's the smallest thing. It's just like a few necessities that they need that drive them to the brink of desperation and abandoning their babies. We've also helped pregnant moms who wanted to abort purely because they were desperate.
Mm.
And with that, just that little bit of help with a layette, with everything that they need, gives them that chance and gives them that boost. So please contact us if you're in need and let us help you.
Oh, so beautiful. Michelle, I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you for taking your time and sharing with us. Michelle is from Shepherd's Keep. You can find them, shepherdskeep.org.za. Also, if you want to mail them, info@shepherdskeep.org.za. And if you want to call Michelle as well to get that wish list, if you'd like to pitch in and help, maybe this Christmas you are a little bit more fortunate and would love to share the love, 084-581-2453. And as she said, if you can't remember all of that, just Google Shepherd's Keep. You'll find them.
Thank
Michelle, thank you so much. And bless you for all the wonderful work you're doing with these beautiful babies of ours.
Thank you for having us. And thank you for this platform.
Fantastic. In 8 minutes time, we chat to Jillian. Her story is profound. It's going to touch your heart. And if anything, I hope that it would encourage you to get tested and for you to share the love with those of your family members that are keeping the secret of being positive. That, if there's one thing I want to do when I switch off this mic and I leave this radio show today, if only one person, just one person, can know their status, if only one person can be in a position where they'll tell somebody that they love and somebody that cares to give them the support and encouragement, then I have done my job.
Carol O'Forey, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., East Coast Radio.